welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 5, episode 19, episode number 199. How's it going?
Woo!
Good.
It goes.
How's everybody week been so far? How has everybody
weekend? Yeah. Is the weekend yet? Can it be the weekend, please?
Oh God.
Only Tuesday? Okay, fine.
I know, it was a long day today. yeah. How has everyone's week been? Good, good, good.
Yeah. Good. Well, I made it outside today. Can't say that about yesterday.
I didn't make it outside today.
This is the time of year where, like, I don't know if this happens to you guys, but just like the darkness catches me off guard.
Yeah.
That, like, it just seems to happen so quickly. I startled Daniel yesterday because I myself was so startled by how dark it was that, like, I was working and then I look over because our windows are over. Over yeah. that, over yonder.
Yes.
And I was like, ah! And he's like, what? I was like, I just, when did it get dark?
Yes.
It was light. Like the last time I looked out the window, it just, it startled me.
Yes. Well, I had a thing yesterday. So Zachary gets picked up at 4 from carpool. And I had to go to Target. And I didn't make it there before I got him. So I was like, well, let's just go to Harris Teeter. Whatever I'm going to Target, I can get at Harris Teeter. And then I remembered that we had bought him the Chromebook that we talked about on Broad Topics yesterday. And I needed to go to Target for that. So I was like, well, shit. Okay, forget it. We'll get Alex and then we'll go to Target, all of us. And, got Alex. Came back to the car, realized I had locked us out of the car.
Oh,
and
no.
It was cold and it was like 4:20 at that point and we were locked out. So yes. So good times. Jay had gone for a walk. He was at the furthest point from our house. So even like if he ran back, it would have been about 15 minutes at the quickest to get back. And then he had to drive 15 minutes to the house. So we stayed on the playground and Zachary had left his coat in the car and he was wearing short sleeves because previously it hadn't been cold. The sun was setting quickly. So I ended up giving him my coat and, you know, was just planning on, you know, putting like my sleeves around my arms and then they're like, push us on the swings. And I was like, but then my hands are exposed. But it was fine. It was fine. Moving around kept me kind of warm too. But yeah, so that the darkness also came quickly yesterday.
And then, just that time of year.
Yeah, yeah. And then Jay ended up just taking them back and I went to Target myself, which was glorious. And then, you know, it was dark by the time I got out of there.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just mentioned the broad topics. We are going to be politics-free tonight. Unless it comes up naturally, but we're not actively seeking out political talk tonight. If you want to hear anything else that we had to talk about with the election or anything going on, check out Broad Topics number 7, our final one for the year, released right before this on your feed. And I believe we talk about, what do we talk about? Well, we talk about the election. We talk about the Four Seasons, total landscaping debacle.
Debacle for who?
Yeah, debacle for who? Not us.
It was a lot of fun for a lot of us.
Mm-hmm. Sure was. What else? We talked about COVID. We talked about the minx rising up to get their revenge on us, which you'll have to listen to find out. And a whole lot of things in between. So definitely check that out. And next week, we have our 200th episode, so we'll be live. We hope that you'll join us. It will also be Broadsgiving, so come prepared to give your annual What I'm Thankful For This Year spiel that we always do, right? That's always Broadsgiving, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes,
that is. Okay, mm-hmm. So come prepared for that, everybody. There's your homework. And yeah. Cool. Happy birthday to Brian, our favorite DP specialist, whose birthday is today as recording this.
Yes.
And happy birthday to Mandy, our favorite Tennessee gal.
That's right.
Whose birthday is tomorrow?
Tomorrow, as of recording this.
As of recording this, or yeah, or 2 days ago, as of releasing this.
Yes, because my Nashville pictures started coming up today in my Facebook memories, and when I was on that trip, I met her, and it happened to be her birthday, and we went to lunch.
Oh, fun! I forgot that part of the story.
I remember you guys went to lunch. Yeah. I didn't remember that it was on her birthday. That is so great.
It was great. Yeah, and all of that thanks to Snapchat, which I don't use anymore. But she saw that I was in Nashville because of Snapchat.
Oh, man, Snapchat. There's a blast from the past.
Yes, the wonders of the internet.
I haven't used Snapchat in like 4 years.
Yeah, I officially deactivated my account because I was like, I don't use this anymore. I don't need this. I'll keep my Twitter handle, but I don't need a Snapchat handle. We're dead.
That's a good point. I just don't use them anymore. They just sit there unused on my phone. I'm not even tempted to go check it out. But I think like TikTok is the new Snapchat, right?
I think so. Yeah, definitely. That's where all the youths and trendy people are.
Yes, and creative people nowadays, and people that people that wreck election fraud hotlines.
Doing the Lord's work.
I would never partake in that myself, to be honest, but it did, you know, people posting videos of themselves pranking the COVID fraud hotline really was a highlight of last week. Good times.
I do believe I missed that.
You must have. And some of it I was like, all right, this is kind of overkill, but then I was like, you know what, they can do them. It's not affecting my life. Isn't that the going theory here? If it doesn't affect my life, it's okay? Cool. Okay, cool.
Basically. I think so.
Anyway, sorry. Politics, free show.
So I went into work today, and I went in at like the very beginning of the day. Like it was odd. But we actually like during these COVID times, environment moved. And so like I had gone in earlier to like box up all my stuff, and then movers like moved it to a new office. And so I had some things to like figure out today, and I went in, and I was like, well, I might as well, you know, unbox everything and like get sort of set up for the day when, you know, I actually do need to come back here all the time. And it was nice. It was like, it was cool because nobody was there. So like I felt safe, and it was nice to get everything set up. When I was moving around my printer, though, I don't really know how it happened, but my Clutter Ring that I got in Ireland, it somehow broke.
Oh my God!
Which, like, as far as I'm concerned, is not really supposed to happen with, like, decent gold products.
Do you have any paperwork from where you bought it from?
I don't really think so. I need to look, but I mean, I know the place, and I was thinking about like just calling them and being like, hey,
right.
To see like what they could do. It was super. So now I don't know. I feel my hand feels very naked, and it's like fucking 2020. That ring started off my year and made me so happy. And now it broke. It's so weird. So that was my day. I had to like remind myself that things are just objects, and it's okay.
That is a fixable. That is a fixable one.
Wait, is if it's fixable?
I mean, I'm no jeweler, but I do think that it should be fixable. I'm worried that it would, like, I don't know. Again, not a jeweler, so I don't know if like the integrity of the ring would be forever in question, just because of where it broke and how. I don't know how you that would like and then weld that together. I don't know, but it is like I can fit the pieces together.
Right. Well, and it's also because it is new that it is questionable as to how it broke in the first place. So if they can't fix it, they should at least, you know,
send mom a new one.
Yeah. Or at least like, you know, give you a discount on a new one. Like there should be some sort of window of like warranty here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that was my day. But it was, I will say, it was nice to like walk to work and spend most of the day like on my feet, like moving around and doing stuff.
That does sound really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Till the ring, it was all good. But now we'll see for the rest of it. I don't think that I will need to go back for a while, which is fine with me. But I was telling Frank, like, it was kind of nice going in. And honestly, like, part of me was like, I would almost rather do that because nobody else is there. So I felt mm-hmm. safe, but I don't want to give them the impression that I'm just like down to go back
right
to work and like right, physically. Right. It's right. because there's the caveat of nobody else being there. So.
Right. Right. Right.
That'll make sense.
Yeah.
That totally makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry though that about your ring, and hopefully it was a fixable, definitely a fixable.
I know. Yeah. It's a fucking bummer.
And
it's not like we spent thousands of dollars on it by any means.
But it doesn't matter.
Not even $8,000.
You can get it from a Cracker Bat Jackbox. If it meant something to you, right. then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, went to Ireland to get it.
And it has, yeah, it just has like sentimental value.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, that's kind of a bummer.
But other
than that, things are great.
Well, that's good. A weird jewelry like story. I have something similar. When Alex, he still likes to do this, but Alex used to love in the middle of the night to pull on my necklace. And I had I have a necklace that has little pendants with each one of their initials on it. And he yanked it off one day in the middle of the night. And to this day, I have still not found one of the like things. Just disappeared. Totally disappeared.
Geez.
Uh-huh.
But it was in your room?
It was in his room. And I was sitting in his like rocking chair. And I always joke like one day where it's going to show up and I'm going to find it and be like, how the hell did it get here? But we ended up getting we had under warranty because thankfully he was a baby. So, and I think it was the A one actually. No, it was the Z. It was the Z. But... I know, right? I also joke. I'm like, well, if we ever find the Z again, I'll just say it was for Zoe. And because we ended up, since they were under like warranty, it was like from Diamonds Direct. We ended up just paying the like, you know, not what's it like the deductible or whatever, just to like get it like replaced. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so just, you know, weird jewelry things that
yeah. It will show up someday. You'll see.
It will.
If you guys ever move, or I don't know, if you do a big like rearranging of the room or something.
Yeah, because eventually, you know, it's like Alex will, he'll redo it as he like becomes a real little boy.
We're gonna redo
it. Like get a big bed and stuff, and you'll find it then.
Yeah. We're going to redo it sooner than later, hopefully. We're just waiting for IKEA to be, like, open and safe because he needs a big boy bed at this point. He's ready for a big boy setup in general. But, you know, whatever. Neither here nor there. It was just a coda to Shandy's story about weird jewelry things that are bummers.
Yeah. If any listeners are experts in, like... Jewelry
piecing together. Yeah.
No, I usually just take broken things to the jeweler and just make help.
See, that's more than I've ever done. But, and that's what we were thinking too. Like, I'm going to try to call the guy in Ireland because, again, I know exactly what shop it is. It's the oldest one.
Yeah. But, maybe the clattering had been there since it started.
Yeah, true. Maybe it's new to you, but it might be centuries old.
That might be worse.
Right. Right.
It's like, oh no, we can't fix that. This it's one of a kind. It's a yeah.
Well, if it is, I think it's repairable. I would love for them to do it. If not, like, I would pay for somebody to do it here. That's like whatever. If it's doable. And if it's not, then I guess I'll just turn it into a necklace.
Ooh.
Or something
that's
else. True.
My coworker has repurposed a lot of her jewelry too. Her mom died when she was a baby, so she got a lot of her jewelry from her dad after he passed away. And she was like, these are all ugly and old fashioned looking. So she just remade them into things that she wears. And they're actually very pretty.
There you go. That's really smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times.
That's really smart.
And it just means that I have to go back to Ireland. So
there you go.
Yeah, I think that's the silver actual lining of the story.
Yeah,
first place you're going once we're free to travel again.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, COVID.
Yeah. Well, speaking of non-politics and non-bummer stories.
Yes.
I have discovered something that brings me so much joy. We have been watching the new Supermarket Sweep with Leslie Jones.
Oh, is it good? It's fun.
Oh, my God. I was having kind of a rough day today. I was just kind of anxious and worked up over just, you know, a bunch of silly things. And that really, it soothed my anxious soul and just put a smile back on my face.
Excellent.
It is great.
Is it kid-friendly?
It's totally kid-friendly. Okay. It's totally kid-friendly. It's just, you know, silly. And I think what is particularly great about this iteration is like the clear intention of inclusivity. Nice. Like, we've watched 5 episodes, and in those 5 episodes, you have seen every configuration of type of person in America. Like, there have been drag queens, there have been, you know, gay couples, there have been lesbian couples, there have been, you know, cisgendered people, there have been Black people, there have been white people, there have been That's Latinx, awesome. There's been gender nonconforming, like just everybody is represented in this show. And it's so positive. And Leslie Jones, I could just watch her do just about anything. I think she is so, so funny.
Yeah.
And the puzzles are really fun to play along at home.
Okay. Well, now I'm very excited to watch it. We're currently doing a very, very slow family watch of Great British Bake Off. Not the most recent one.
That's my other go-to.
Not the most recent one. The one that's previous to that, I believe. I think we're almost caught up. But Zachary's like super into the cakes and whatever. Which I know I've been talking about Alex a lot lately. We had a school conference for Zachary today over Google Hangouts. And I was so proud of him. He had to take this assessment test for reading, and I was there when he took it. And honestly, he was going through it so quickly that I was like, shit, there's no way that he's getting all these right. And she said that average is 3, and it's graded from 1 to 5, and he got a 5, which is in the 90th percentile.
Oh,
and honestly,
yes.
The speed of which he was going through it, that I was like, oh my God, there's no way that he's getting these all right. I think he's just taking it just to get it finished with, because it was a 30-minute test that was timed. Like, you had to get as many done as you could in 30 minutes. And I was really proud of him.
Awesome. That's great. Good job, Zach.
Yeah. So just a little bragging.
Nice.
Anyway, yeah, Zach loves the cakes. Supermarket Sweeps. I'm all over it. Can't wait to check it out now.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah. Well, how could something with Leslie Jones?
As is Great British Baking Show. That is my other really like soothing balm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I have been watching Veronica Mars.
Yes. Give us an update.
And I am about halfway through the second season.
Oh, wait. You got to tell us what you thought about the first, which is like one of my favorite seasons.
Oh, the first
seasons.
Is great.
One of my favorite seasons of all time. I like it better than Lost Season 1. I love it so much.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm 15 episodes into season 2. I loved season 1.
Season 2 gets messy. It's good, but it's messy. There's a lot of new characters introduced. And
Okay. We'll see. And then I see that there's a season 3 and then a very short. It's something is like oddly comforting about watching it because like things are bad. You always know they're going to be resolved. People get in, you know, characters that you like get in tough situations, but you know that's going to get resolved. So it's interesting. You can just like relax and watch the how. And like, I love the technology because that too, there's something fun about like, well, they don't have all the answers at their fingertips, which is kind of like, I mean, also in like Stranger Things, I think one of the things that we all love about it is that like, you can't, these kids, crazy kids, they can't just like call their parents because they don't have cell phones. Mm-hmm. So even in Veronica Mars, if they do have cell phones, flip phones, and computers and stuff, there's still like limits to what they can do, which is kind of fun. So it's I can't stop watching it. It's really awesome. Fun.
Yeah. It's really great.
Does season 1 and 2, does it hold up in a 2020 world? Because I haven't done a rewatch probably since the movie was going to come out in 2014, maybe 13.
Like, I mean, does it hold up like socially?
Well, is it as awkward as watching certain Friends episodes, or is it something like you can go back and you're like, okay, this is clearly a time capsule?
Yeah, I think you can go back and be like, this is a time capsule. There's been two things, two storylines with trans people that have both been like pretty cringeworthy, if mm-hmm. not outright 100. Like the first one was kind of cringeworthy, but you're kind of like, oh, it is a time capsule. The second one, you're like, it's cringeworthy and it's really bad. And it's also a time capsule.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make it okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny to see. Cause like, actually there was an episode I was watching recently about a bunch of kids at the school who are gay. And like, that was a whole thing about like who was out and who wasn't out. And it was kind of like, wow, like we've actually progressed. Like, I mean, I know that, you know, coming out is still a huge deal, but like not in the same way that it was in that show. Like,
right. Mm-hmm. Remember when Perez Hilton used to like out people?
Yeah.
For fun. Yep. Like that was that mm-hmm. whole era of time.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
Where everything was the very special coming out episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there's like some, like she's always cooking for her dad. It's like, I like their relationship.
I know.
Like really? Like, does she always need to be cooking for him? Like he is the parent, but. So that's a little bit like, whatever, I can get past that. There's some things that are sometimes like sexist, but then it's like called out, but right. that, yeah, but you can also, you can totally see, like, it's interesting to see how far we've come, even if we still have work to do, like in like rape culture and victim blaming and stuff like that, just the way that they talk about some of those storylines are, it's interesting to see. Cause you're like, but why did like it? Why would people be talking to her like that? You're like, oh yeah, it was like the early 2000s.
Right.
So they actually would be talking to her like that.
Right.
But not.
I know what you're referring to. You're referring to one of the subplots of the first season where the sheriff is very rude to her when she goes to report something that happens to her. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I wasn't thinking about anything in particular. Cause there's like a multiple, but that's a really good one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I believe by the end of season two, you get the payoff of who did that to her. It's very red.
No, you get it at the end of season one. And it's like.
No, you don't.
It's not satisfying. Oh, you think you do, but you don't?
Okay, the red herring.
Shit, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
No, that's fine. It's all good.
Okay.
It's all good.
Okay, I won't say anymore. We gotta keep going.
Spoilers. But 15 years later.
I know. Yeah. But I love the character of Veronica Mars, and I am due for a rewatch, so.
Yeah, no, she's great.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really good characters in it.
Yes. Yes. The dude from New Girls is in it. Who plays Max?
Oh.
Right. Oh my God.
Leo.
Schmitty.
Yeah. He plays. What's his name? Leo? Max? Something like that? Leo? Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. That sounds right. No. Hold myself back all the time from like live texting you my reactions because I'm like, no, just save it for the broadcast. But that was one that I meant to. Then I forget. So yeah. No, the cast is delightful.
They are.
It's so fun to see like who shows up that you're like, oh, I've seen them in like. Their subsequent work, and here this is Schmidt. What?
Yeah, yeah. There's so many people in that, and somebody from Gilmore Girls and The Good Place shows up in a later season too. Not Good Place. Sorry.
Oh, that was going to be really fun if it was somebody else from The Good Place.
No, the good wife, and then The Good Fight or whatever the other one is of it. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, I feel like I got to watch all of it tomorrow so that way I know what you're talking about next week.
maybe I should start watching too. Where are you watching this currently?
Hulu. Okay. It's on Hulu.
I'm watching a lot of Hulu lately. So thank you, Colleen.
I was going to say, are you still on my Hulu?
I am.
Okay. I always watch it through Jay's
program. And kick us off at any time because I'm really using it a lot.
No problem. I always watch it through Jay's profile, so I don't even know you're watching anything.
That's also why I figure I do the one on the bottom. I do the one with the numbers. Because figured maybe that's the one that you wouldn't use.
That's the one I set up for you.
That's what I figured. See, I knew that. Okay. Instinctually knew that.
Because I think the only thing I've watched on it of myself in the last 8 months was probably Unsolved Mysteries. So
nice.
Which I'm assuming wouldn't have affected you in your viewing.
No.
Cool. Well, good times. Speaking of fun shows, we don't have to do this tonight, but I did see this awesome Twitter thread, and it was what Schitt's Creek quote do you randomly say out loud?
Oh.
Yeah. So we're almost done with the last season.
Oh, man. I haven't started the last season yet.
Okay.
Oh, so no spoilers. No spoilers.
It's satisfying.
That's what I hear. My sister was in town this past weekend. She also said the same thing. She's like, it's really good. And then I tweeted something about one of the storylines the middle of the last season. And somebody responded to me. They were like, keep going. It's just so, so, so good. And I was like, okay, here we go.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah. It's a good example. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just saying it's a good example of why you should let a show choose its when it's going to end, because then you can really – it allows the writers to send everybody off in an intentional way.
Right. That's a good point.
And it's a better viewing experience for it.
Oh, I'm very excited. But I've been rewatching because it's Frank's first watch.
Yeah.
And we're into season 5 now.
Okay.
So very soon we will be starting season 6 together, and it will be my first time seeing season 6.
Yeah. We did the whole rewatch too up until 6, and there were episodes from season 5 that I had completely forgotten about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just so it was like kind of a fun, you know, just a fun rediscovery. But there were so many from the first 3 seasons that I remembered. So I don't know what that says. Like the Stevie storyline with the writer, the reviewer.
Oh,
I had completely forgotten about that. And that's like such a big part of like the musical episode, like where she gets to, and like I had totally forgotten about that. So yeah.
I forgot that storyline played such a big part of the musical episode.
The place that she's in emotionally, because they'd broken up like the episode before.
Gotcha. Yeah, I guess so.
I forgot that there was a musical episode, so this is not me. Very exciting.
Not me.
I am a sucker for a musical episode.
Yeah. One more thing in Feel Good TV. I cannot recommend Ted Lasso enough. It's on Apple TV.
I've never even heard of that.
It's with Jason Sudeikis and Hannah Waddington, who plays the on Sex Education. She's the white lesbian mom who like pushes him to like be an athlete.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she's the like co-star of it. And it's so fantastic. So Jay watched it. Then he rewatched it with me. And then we both rewatched it with my dad and my sister this past weekend. And my sister put it very aptly. She goes, this is just as feel good as like a Parks and Rec episode.
Ooh,
where it just like at the end of every episode, even when they're supposed to be drama, it's still done in a way where you're like, oh, they're going to be OK. Like it just I don't know. It's just it's a great like I cannot speak highly enough of it. It's also very like. It's very woke and it's very like social justice heavy, but not hit you over the head with it. So somebody like my dad could watch it and not really quite feel uncomfortable.
Slide it in there.
Yeah, not feel uncomfortable with like you know somebody making an imperialism joke, like being like thrown at him or you know what I mean, like just in general. Yeah, it's somewhat male heavy. The female characters are wonderful too. They're very much the like moral backbone of it. Well, actually, Ted Lasso is the moral backbone of the show. It's just I can't recommend it enough. I think that you guys would also really love it. So, get
you know
yourself
if it's on anything else.
It's not because it's only the first season that just came out. If you can get a. I think if you have an Apple TV, you get a year free for like fun. because we didn't subscribe to it or anything. It's just there. It just showed up one day.
Yeah, if same. We have a free account for something. I think
they gave it for free.
If you buy any new product or something new,
maybe that's yeah. Maybe that's what it was. Daniel bought a new phone this year, so maybe that's.
Maybe. I just know because we have the Apple TV, it like showed up one day. And we were like, yay, cool. Yeah.
I actually need to buy a new phone. So maybe that will buy us another year. Ooh. Of Apple Plus.
But if you can find it anywhere, Shandy, I truly recommend it. I think you will genuinely enjoy it. It's just really feel good. And like this, the journey that he goes through, everything is just very relatable. And it's just... It's even, you know, I can't speak highly of enough. Like, people are going to put it as number one of their best TV shows of the year, and it totally deserves to be there.
Oh, that's nice. Great. That's great. We just need feel-good stuff right
now. Yeah, it's so feel-good.
Yeah.
And it's not Pollyanna feel-good. It's, like, real feel-good. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And side note, since you mentioned Parks and Rec, also tie in back to Veronica Mars, Adam Klein.
Oh yeah, Adam Scott.
Adam Klein. That's something.
Is he in Veronica Mars?
He is in Veronica Mars.
No way.
Shows up everywhere.
Yeah. Oh my god.
You can make like a TV show, like guest star thing. It's like Seven Degrees of Kevin Bacon. It's like seven shows of Adam Scott.
And so he's also in The Good Place. So there you go. There is another Good Place person in there.
He's everywhere. He's just like,
boop, boop, boop. I did not realize it. He gave an interview talking about how he ended up on The Good Place. So the creator of Parks and Rec created The Good Place and called him up and was like, yo, you want to play a bad guy character so you can do like something like totally different? And he was like, sure. And that's basically how it went.
Nice.
Yes. Nice. Good times. Nice. Okay. I gotta do a rewatch. Is he a student or an adult? Don't tell me.
He's an adult.
Okay.
It's a fair question.
Well, 15 years ago, I don't know how old Adam Scott was. So.
Right. I don't know how old he is now.
That's very true. Well, I think he has grown-up kids, though, like high school, college kids, I think.
Yes. But, like, Veronica Mars plays a high schooler now. Well, how old is – what's her name?
Kristen Bell is around our age.
Much older than us.
Yeah, she's Kristen Bell. Let's see.
She might be just shy of 40.
It's not outrageous.
She's 40. She's 40.
She was like 10 years older than a high school student when she was playing a high school student. So again, fair question.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Thank you.
Now that we've got that sorted out.
Yes.
Although she looks like a good 10 years younger between season one and season two because of the hair.
Because of what?
Because of the hair.
Oh, yes, because she's got that very like short 90s cut, like slick and straight. Yeah, she does.
Oh, that was a look.
Yeah. But it looked great on her.
Season two, her hair's great. Yeah. But it really did make her look very young, which was fitting for the part. Because plus, she's supposed to be like a sophomore? A junior?
A junior, because I think she goes to college by season three.
No,
wait, because the event. Oh, no, now I don't know. Go, it's
no,
prom.
No, because she's in her senior year in season two.
Yeah. So. I say whenever we're all done with Schitt's Creek season five, we should revisit this thread. Or I could just say some of them now, because why not? Let's see. What do we got? I frequently say this quote when someone schedules a Zoom call before 9 a.m. I let very few people see me before 9 a.m.
Just watch that episode. Door open, door closed.
Oh, my God. Door closed. It's when they're staying at Patrick's house and he's living with the dude that's on the council and the realtor.
Right.
Oh, right.
And he wants to like make him like breakfast and whatnot.
Oh, my God. All the side characters on that show are just so great. Like, everybody is so good.
I know. I love the progression of Ronnie being, like, more of a main character and Bob being more of a main character.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Pretty much, I feel this pretty much daily. I'm feeling, like, this deep, aching sense of dread. Yep. David quote.
Yeah, I think that's all of us right now.
Let's see. My husband and I say bebe all the time. The babysitting episode is so funny. another one from Moira. Has our quarantine been lifted?
Oh, that's timely.
That is timely.
But you have to say it in the Moira voice.
I yeah. know.
Which is hard to do.
It's really hard.
Oh, God, I'd kill for a good coma right now.
Oh, God, the writing is so good.
It's so good. Okay, this next one is... This next one is my sister-in-law Heather's favorite scene and line. You just fold it in. Fold the cheese. How do I fold the cheese? David, you just fold it in. I'm a little bit Alexis. I'm a little bit la 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 Alexis.
Oh, right. The musical episode. Actually, that was before, right? That was like her audition.
Yeah, that was her audition for the musical.
That was her audition, yeah.
And she dances so terribly.
Oh, it's so good. It's so hard to be that bad.
I know.
She's so good.
She is so good. And then, of course, there's, you know, your variety of warmest regards. Ew, David. Best wishes. Ooh, burn, David. Love that journey for you. Or love that for you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Which I had forgotten that the... I actually have a magnet with that quote, but the love that journey for me. And it's from the very first episode where Alexis is going to go to her first like, you know, rural hick party. And she's like, love that journey for me.
Oh, it goes on such a journey. Like where the show starts in the first season and where they end up is like light years apart.
I know. And then, of course, there's to finish this off. Probably one of the funniest scenes in the whole show. David, don't be a disgruntled pelican. Or stop acting like a disgruntled pelican. That's when they walk in on him and the dude that he and Stevie are both dating. Spoiler
alert.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, good times. All right. Something else real quick before we get into feedback. We can do a quiz. Are you a Lunchable or a charcuterie board? Or okay. We have married people are sharing the funniest things their partners have done in their sleep. And they are pretty funny as well. I don't know. Let's see how fast we get through the charcuterie board.
Yeah. I like me all a right. food quiz.
I kind of knew it. Okay. How would you describe yourself? Oh, actually, wait. Hold on. Let me just give you guys the link as I always do. I'll put it in the chat.
All right.
I will good also put this quiz in the set. Show notes, people. How would you describe yourself? Confident, genuine, chill, fun, ambitious, or compassionate? I'm going to go with compassionate.
I'm going to go with genuine.
Respect
that. I guess
that.
I'll go with confident.
I respect that, too. Next up, are you more of an introvert or an extrovert? Introvert, extrovert, ambivert, or neither?
Ambivert. I'll go ambivert.
Ambivert. Thank you.
I am an introvert with extroverted tendencies.
Fair. Fair. That's what Jay is too. I'm going to go with extrovert. Surprise.
I think I am an ambivert, but I think I lean more introvert. So I'll go with introvert for the sake of the quiz.
All right. We've all put different things so far. Pick a
exactly. That's why I didn't want to mess with that.
True. thank you. Pick a vacation destination. Oh gosh, this is an oldie but a goodie on every quiz we take here. Paris, Iceland, Paris, Iceland, Tokyo, London, Vegas, or staycation. Ooh, this is tough.
I'm gonna go to Iceland.
I kind of do too, but for the sake of the quiz, I.
for the sake of the quiz.
I'll let you pick, Amanda, because you fell on the sword last one.
Yeah. I really love the unicorn floaty that goes along with the staycation, but I don't think that's a good enough reason to stay home.
That's just a stay?
Yeah, that's just... I just am more like, can I have that? I'm going to go with Paris because I've never been before. And I feel like that's one of those cities that one should see before.
Nice.
Before their time on this earth expires.
Nice. I was torn between London and Tokyo because, I don't know, those were the ones that appealed to me that were left. But I'm going to go to Tokyo because I've never been there. And I can get sushi and I like sushi. So there we go.
Nice.
What is your current relationship status? Guys, here we go. Amanda, you're going to have to pick casually dating, but nothing serious for the sake of the quiz.
It's all right. I'll take that one.
No, everybody do what's real. Single
The non-married. I think that makes the most sense for me.
No, you're in a relationship. We got single in a relationship. It's complicated and casually dating, but nothing serious. Which, why is that not a Facebook status? Because, I don't know. That seems like everybody that is just casually dating goes with single or it's complicated. Just saying, Facebook.
Yeah, no, that's right. True.
Be better.
Well, it's like, it's complicated. It's kind of BS, in my opinion. It's just like, it's like you're asking people to ask.
Yeah.
Mm. You know? It's like, oh, no, don't ask me about my complicated relationship. It's just really complicated, you know, because I'm just like a really dark and intense person and it's very interesting. It's just like, nobody cares. Nobody cares. Okay. Stepping off soapbox
all
now.
Right. We're all going with, this is the one we're all agreeing on. Okay. Next. Which looks the tastiest? Mac and cheese? Lumpia? Did I pronounce that right?
I believe it's lumpia.
Lumpia.
Lumpia?
Yeah, I think it's lumpia.
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 Lumpia. Margarita pizza, quesadilla, burger and fries, and pad thai. Ooh.
Ooh, that's tough.
I know.
It's really tough.
Because it depends on the mood.
Exactly.
I want to do pad thai. Can I shotgun pad thai?
You can shotgun pad thai.
Thank you. I'm going to take quesadilla because it's not always going to be my answer. But right now in this moment, that
looks amazing. It looks like a really good quesadilla. Yeah,
it really does. Damn. Okay. I was kind of hoping someone would do pizza or mac and cheese. Because
now that we've ruled out quesadilla and pad thai,
that was also. Yeah. Oh, that's tough. I think I got to go with pizza.
Okay.
Pizza's always good.
Okay.
But you're looking
in the moment that feels right.
Yes. But because it's what looks the tastiest, we can just justify it as what looks the tastiest in the moment.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Do you need me to switch? I can switch the burger. It's fine.
No, we're good here.
Okay. What is your biggest pet peeve? Not using turn signals, loud chewing, being talked over. Ooh, sorry, guys. Pen clicking. People talking to you while you have headphones on. Also, sorry. Or mansplaining. This one was made for us.
Oh, my God. How awful would that be? Like, people talking over me is my biggest pet peeve.
Offense taken.
I'm going to go with loud chewing.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah.
That's been like a real... Even just any kind of chewing. It doesn't even have to be loud. Just chewing.
I also
can't handle it.
I also really hate loud chewing. That would have been my number one. Because
you know, well, would you pick the same.
No, I can deal with pen clicking.
For the sake of the quiz,
no,
I can pick a different one. There's a lot of those irritants that affect me. On the list. I can pick something else.
Nope. Believe it or not, pen clicking also annoys me just as fucking much and more than being talked over or mansplaining. So really.
All right. And then I'll go with mansplaining.
All right.
There we go.
So there we go.
Pick a beverage. Iced coffee, smoothie, mimosa, sparkling cider. Clearly mimosa. All right. We're all going. Or two of us are.
I don't know. Iced coffee is also very delicious.
It is.
But I suppose I gotta go with you.
Okay.
It does. But I gotta go with mimosa. Come on. It's brunch.
Actually, it is brunch. Smoothie does look really good though. Like appealing right now.
Well, this is a right now. I mean, you could especially be a Lunchable. Look, you could be a Lunchable on the bed and a charcuterie board on the street. I mean, we don't know. We're about to find out.
Yeah, I'm going to go rogue. I'm going to go smoothie.
I'm sticking with mimosa. Nice.
Yeah, I'm sticking with mimosa.
I'm still me. Finally, how do you feel about brunch? It's a must. It's pretty good, but not my fave. It's fine. It's overrated.
It's a must.
Yeah.
I was going to say it's fine. I mean, it's breakfast.
Yeah.
I love breakfast.
I love breakfast food the most, which is why I would say it was the most. But I also like happy hour. So I guess I'll just say pretty good, but not my fave for the sake of the quiz.
Yeah, because honestly, I don't go out to brunch that much. I just have breakfast at home.
Right, I just dream about brunch.
Yeah, it's fine. You can keep your $20 avocado toast. I will make it at home.
True that. True that. All right, what did you guys get?
Lunchable.
Charcuterie.
Charcuterie too.
I wonder if the smoothie did me over.
It might have. It might have.
It may have.
Apparently, I'm naturally optimistic and easygoing.
Well, that
doesn't
true.
Take much to make me happy. I that's enjoy simple things like Lunchables.
I said
good food, quality time with friends, and afternoon nap.
Ooh.
Amanda, right, do you want to read the charcuterie one? I won't talk over you, I promise.
It's okay. As long as you're not chewing loudly, we're fine.
There's
you're
a reason.
A fancy charcuterie board. You like to live a little bit on the lavish side. This doesn't mean you're materialistic. You just value self-care, whether it's taking a simple bubble bath or treating yourself to your favorite takeout. You know your worth and refuse to settle for less than you deserve.
I would say damn that, yeah, doesn't quite
Buzzfeed
accurately
called me fancy.
I kind of want to call this episode Lunchable in the Street, Charcuterie in the Bed. Or do maybe, it. No, it'd be backwards, right? It would be Charcuterie in the Street, Lunchable in the Bed.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That tracks.
Okay, that was fantastic.
Yeah, in the sheets.
In the sheets. Shit.
Yeah.
In the sheets.
Wait, what's the phrase? Lady in the sheets and a freak in the bed? No, it's Lady in the Streets.
No, it's Lady in the Streets.
Yeah, Lady streets, in the Streets in the and a Freak in the Bed.
Huh. I thought there was something with sheets, though, to rhyme with streets.
No.
But I see, yes. Okay, no. Your reference is solid.
Yeah. You know, charcuterie in the front.
It might be a different.
Lunchable in the back.
I feel like the expression comes up in pop culture. Maybe. Also with the rhyme, I don't know, whatever. What would I know? I am apparently a simpleton.
No, you're happy and you don't need the fine things in life.
Yep.
Shandy.
You just want some questionable lunch meat.
Shandy, I love this for
Isn't
you.
I love this journey for you.
People are going to look at this title and definitely know that we're not talking about politics this episode.
Yes, yeah, very true.
All right, next week or 2 weeks, I don't know, sometimes in the future, we're going to do this funny thing spouses have done in their sleep thing because it is pretty funny. We also have college roommate horror stories, not like ghost stories, but just like, you know, shitty things that roommates did. Yeah. Nice. You know. Yeah. All right. On that note, we're taking a quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to do some feedback. Be right back. All right. We are back and we are ready to get into some facey back. Let's see. Randy said, Alex, vive la revolution. You say it, Shandy.
Vive la revolution.
I'm sorry. I laughed over you one more time.
Vive la revolution.
There we go. Yes, Alex is very much that. And I'm going to guess that's my story last week about Alex's glass cut hand and whatnot, which we have more story. There's another follow-up story about that in the broadcast bonus episode. So if you are a patron, check that out. the broadcast. No, wait. And if you want to be a patron, patreon.com/JayandJack.
That's the one.
That's the one. And then that said, I checked out the first three episodes of A Teacher on Hulu, based on the film of the same name, adapted for TV by its director, Hannah Fidel. It follows a teacher who begins having sex with one of her students. It's a compelling look at these abusive relationships, looking to demystify it for those who may react to a teen having sex with his teacher with a, hey, up top. No, it's not cool. It's abuse, just like it would be with genders reversed. The episodes are also short, 20-something minutes each. I'd never even heard of that.
I've seen, again, because I've just been watching a lot of Hulu lately, I've seen it like pop up on the like the carousel.
I was like, nope. Passed.
Yeah, it's the Mara sister that was in
Dragon Tattoo or
no,
the other one that was in Kevin Spacey show. What was it called?
Yes, thank you. I was one, like the Kevin Spacey show. What was that called?
Kate Mara.
House of Cards.
House of Cards. Yes.
Long way around. We got there.
We did. Love this journey for us.
Speaking of long way around, little bit of a side note here, but I'm finally starting to watch the Jodie Whittaker seasons of Doctor Who. Ooh, so the first female doctor.
Yeah.
Finally started them over this weekend. I'm years behind. I realize this. But so far, I'm digging it. I think she's a good choice, and I'm excited to keep watching.
That's awesome.
So for all you Whovians out there.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
With that, I guess it's time to get into some That's What She Said.
I'm just going to take it right now.
This time, we got both.
She hasn't had a single poll that had her anywhere. Wait, what? Oh, Susan Collins. Hold on. Let me start this again. She hadn't had a single poll that had her anywhere close since July. Hashtag homophones.
I was so enthralled by it the other night when I was going through it.
I went to our windows and I could hear people outside cheering.
Hell yeah. The best kind of cheering. I had started on the right, but didn't finish. Should have moved to the left.
Should have moved to the left.
Might have been a sweeter spot.
Did you quickly move it to the left side?
Up top.
Yeah, hey, up top.
Hey, up top. Get it in the morning. Get it in the evening.
8:20.
Get it at supper time. Pizza. Oh, so good.
Lunch.
So
good. Charcuterie in the street, lunch bowl in the bed. Uh, 8:26 is when I saw it.
We all went through it together.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't stop myself.
Are we in?
I didn't have it pulled up anywhere.
I did not go for that personally.
I knew it was going to be on there at some point.
I'm going to give it to you and you're going to tell me what it is.
I can do this too. She can do it. So can I.
It's very long, but it's good.
Which is definitely something to hang your hat on.
Hey-o.
By the way, when I said it's very long, but it's good, I was imagining Jocelyn from Schitt's Creek saying it.
Oh my God, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Another very underrated character.
She's pretty great. Yeah. She is so good.
All right, we've got one email this week, and it is an Andy update, so let's get to that.
All right, Andy writes in, this week in Andy's social distancing, hey, broads, I'm glad my news didn't wind up raining on your parade over Trump losing. I didn't want it to be like everyone was celebrating. I was whining because, in whiny voice, the girl I like doesn't like me back. Wah. Obviously, I will take this win and we'll just have to see where my personal life goes. I guess the thing that struck me is that this twinge of sadness that I had learning Alice wasn't single was the first time I'd had that feeling in a while. We all know I've gotten rejected a lot of times, but it didn't bother me when a random woman who caught my eye didn't respond or quickly fell off my radar. I know a bit about Alice, and I felt there might have been a connection, could have been more than a friendship. That isn't the case now, and I'm leaving it be, but it has come up in my thoughts a lot in the past week and a half. I don't think I told you this part, but a few months ago I saw Alice had a profile set up on a dating site I used. For a long time, I contemplated swiping right, but I couldn't bring myself to do it. I'm sure you remember that one time when we grabbed a drink and talked for a while as friends. Certainly, I respected her wishes, but I couldn't help but worry as I was looking at her profile a few months ago if I did make my interest clear that she would take that, the friendly drink we had and the chats we had were just me trying to sleep with her. Maybe I was overthinking it, and maybe I was afraid my awkwardness broaching the subject would be taken in the worst possible way. I guess it doesn't matter now. All of this leads to an issue I've been talking with my therapist about a lot lately, doubt. I have doubted myself for as long as I can remember. Whether it be with my love life, my career prospects, or other major life decisions, to even basic stuff like me wondering if I properly locked the door. It's not OCD because I know that's a lot harder to deal with, but my doubts are a major player in how I live my life. I'm constantly second guessing myself in my life, and I know it's a big problem. It's a big reason why so many things in my life are stagnant. I may be opening up a whole can of worms with my history, taking big chances and failing miserably, so maybe I'll just leave it at this. I'm aware of it at least. You know, I always wanted to tell you some good news, but after all this time, I still haven't gotten close. Arrested Development, the hip-hop group, not the show, recorded their first album in the same length of time I've been writing in, and I haven't even gotten to tell a prospective partner that I'm still a virgin. I was hoping to have some kind of story after all this time, whether she sympathizes with me or runs out of the room, leaving a her-shaped hole in the wall like an old cartoon. Well, it doesn't look like there will be a big update for your 200th show, but that's how it goes. The big moments don't necessarily coincide with our milestones in life. Life doesn't work like a story does, and while that can be frustrating, that's also a sign of hope. Who knows who I'll meet at some random point down the line, especially when we can get back to normal. And maybe someday we can all hear the news we've all been waiting to hear and get out in the streets and celebrate like when Trump lost. Hashtag I'm 6 feet from hers, Andy.
Yeah, I relate to that. I really do, Andy. I think self-doubt is a big one. And I think it's something that a lot of people struggle with. So you're certainly not alone there. But it's tough. And I don't think I have any solutions. It's something that I deal with on a regular basis, too. Yeah. It's just you keep pushing that boulder up the hill.
Yeah. I was going to say, I wish I had some sort of insight to give, but clearly I don't either. But I think that it's good that you are seeing a therapist and talking to your therapist about it, because maybe that would be maybe the only thing I would know to suggest.
You know, Andy, you really do inspire me. I think that it is actually really great that you talk to a therapist about these things. You still actively are, or you're still on the dating sites. You have this perspective that is just, you know, for a man in 2020, it's really wonderful, actually. To be honest, like, you have this wonderful way of phrasing things and putting it together. And, you know, I really like that you have this way that you can recognize that while simultaneously you're disappointed and upset about something and your experience is totally and completely valid, that you have this way of framing it. Like, life doesn't work like a story. And while that can be frustrating, that's also a sign of hope. And to me, like, that is just you're a really inspiring person, like in my life every week with the, even with the updates that you give us, even though there might not be the ones that you want to, you always have this profound way of saying things. And, you know, it is my sincere and true, honest hope and wish for you as somebody, as a friend, after all these emails, that, you know, you get the end of the story that you want. And I have to believe as a universe person that you will someday.
Hear, hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like I saw something, some meme, I think it was last week, and I'm probably going to butcher it terribly. But it was sort of listing all these various people who did things very late in life. And I think Kamala Harris was one of them. It's like she met the love of her life at 50.
Abraham Lincoln ran for president how many times?
Exactly. You know, it's like how many times Joe Biden ran for president and now finally is getting there when he's in his 70s.
And, ooh, and as a side note to that, he was officially, the race was officially called for him on what, the 38th anniversary of the day that he was elected to Congress for the first time, which is just super cool.
Yeah.
Almost and worth a week of heartburn for the rest of us. Almost.
Yeah. Almost. Almost. Yes. Yes. But it, my ultimate point being, and what like the point of this meme was that like for anyone that needed to hear that this feeling that you are failing because you're not doing something at a certain age is just an illusion and something that is holding you back, because you sort of never, everyone's life is unique. Everyone's journey is unique, and you don't know what's behind the next bend and around the next corner. So, you know, I think you just have to keep moving forward with the positivity and the bravery that you show in every single email you send us. And you'll get there someday.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just sorry it's taking, you know, it's frustrating now.
Yeah. Yeah.
On a subject that I believe Andy would be very cheered to hear, Ben Shapiro got owned by some British journalist over the weekend.
Yes. Tell us more.
So I believe he was asking him, you know, the regular things. And honestly, like I saw this clip going around yesterday or the day before, and I swear to God I had seen it before. And maybe it was old and I was just re-seeing it now, but it still made me just as happy. Hold, please. Let me see if I can find it and play it. So essentially,
did you retweet it?
No, I did not.
Did you save it to your desktop?
No, I did not, because I thought I'd seen it before. Another thing, Ben Shapiro has also been having like this complete meltdown over Harry Styles in a dress. Yeah, he was like, bring back masculinity. And the whole internet was like,
nope, you do not go after Harry Styles.
Pretty much. So the tweet was left. Hey, look how important and magical it is that Harry Styles is wearing a dress. He's subversively underlining masculinity. Right. Yes, men wearing dresses does undermine masculinity, and that's bad. Left. How dare you say wearing dresses, all caps, men wearing dresses undermines masculinity. So essentially, you know, Ben Shapiro not reading the room right at all, as always. I know, he doubled down. Blah, 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 blah. Masculinity and femininity exist. Outward indicators of masculinity and this. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Let me do my Ben Shapiro voice. Masculinity and femininity exist. Outward indicators of masculinity and femininity exist in nearly every human culture. Boys are taught to be more masculine in virtually every human culture because the role of men is not always the same as the role of women. The left knows this, of course. The point.
I'm crying myself up.
The left knows this, of course. The point of Styles doing this photo shoot is to feminize masculinity. Otherwise, why would it be headline worthy for Styles to don a dress?
Good job, guy. You cracked it wide open.
I don't know where I was going with this. Otherwise, other than to say, Andy, I hope that my Ben Shapiro voice did you proud, and he also sucks.
Indeed.
Yeah, that wasn't what I was going for at first, but that's where we got. That was a journey that I also loved for myself, because now I know I can.
Yeah, I was into it. Here for it.
Yeah, we're just gonna leave it at that. On that note, everybody, we hope you will join us live for our 200th episode next week. We'll do it over Zoom. Do you guys want to do it over Zoom still? I know we promised that.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do it over Zoom. For anybody that wants to like watch in person. And I will actually also simultaneously stream it publicly, the Zoom call publicly over YouTube. So if you don't feel comfortable with that, I'll send out. I don't know what the link would be for the YouTube, because it creates it when we start streaming. But if you're
I might have to share it.
Like
after we make it live.
Yeah, I might have to share it if we make it live. Yeah. But if you're subscribed to our channel, like on YouTube, it will, you know, show you when we're live. But I'll do both. But we hope that you'll join us for the live show on live 200th episode. We will use the same broad topics link. I feel like that's just our now, like, you know, in general broadcast link that everybody has access to and saved in their browser somewhere. So it'll be the same link as the broad topics. But we hope that you will join us. I don't know. Dress up. It's our 200th, okay? Like, wear your best pearls or something. or your clatter rings or whatever it is. Oh, I know.
Oh,
too soon.
Oh, too soon.
I'm sorry. Bring your charcuterie boards. we hope you join us though, because I think that will be fun. I can't believe that we have 200 episodes down, and I also can't believe that I remember most of them, which seems sort of crazy to me.
Doesn't seem crazy to me. I feel like you remember everything.
I feel like I remember the dates that they all came out. Like, if you gave me a title, I'd be like, oh yeah, this was August 22nd 2017. Which I believe was right around the time that we did have one of our best endings of any episode ever, the one with all the Doom porn.
You just proved my point. You remember everything. Steel trap, that mind.
Do you remember that, though? That was like the hashtag I'm with hers, and it was and I was like hashtag I'm in hers. And anyway.
Nope, but that sounds really funny.
Yeah, and the best part is I was pregnant with Alex, so I was totally sober when I thought of that. Thank you very much, beautiful mind of mine. I'm just that funny in real life. Look, Dennis commented in the Facebook group that if we wanted to win awards, we should submit that last like 10 minutes of that episode, because it was just perfect. And you know something, Dennis? I agree. That was high praise. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe we reflect back on 200 episodes, but we're also, again, going to talk about what we're thankful for, as we do every year for Broadsgiving. There will be no pre-gravy debate this year.
No.
Amanda, are you making gravy or pre-gravy?
It's unclear.
Fantastic. So that means we have a clean slate of episode titles for this week and next week. Awesome. So yes, join us. Come to our broad Zoom table next week. 200, Broadsgiving, always a great show, always a really fun episode that I enjoy doing. Our December schedule is a bit up in the air right now, just because nobody knows what their travel plans will be because of COVID, but we will clearly, most likely take off at least 1 or 2 weeks at the end of the year, because we will have our annual bloopers show.
Hooray!
Yes. So, really excited about that. Been pulling a lot of ums for my montage that I want to do.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I kind of am too.
So good.
It's going to be like 60 seconds of
No. Set it to music. Yeah. Auto-tune it.
Oh, shit. I don't know how to, but I'm sure Jay does. So I'll figure
it out. I'm sure Jay does.
Yeah. I'm sure it's just like a setting that he's going to be like, dumbass, click this. And I'll be like, awesome. Much like the thumbtack that you couldn't find for me. Hashtag check out the bonus show. Speaking of bonus shows, thank you to the patrons. We appreciate your support as always. We appreciate our listeners just in general, like listening and supporting us. Thank you so much. If you'd like to become a patron, you go to patreon.com/JaneJack. You can go to JaneJack.com and click on the Become a Patron link in the top right-hand corner of the page. A special thank you to the patrons that contribute a certain level, and that would be Tack, formerly of Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan. I know, I crack myself up. Greg the Gray, and Ed the Creepy Granddaddy Mailman. Thank you so much, everybody. We appreciate it, as always. If you want to give us some feedback, we are always looking for feedback. Don't make Andy lonely. Give him some, like, you know, I don't know, partner feedback. Let's do that. Thebroadcasters3@gmail.com. We don't have any. We're on a politics hiatus right now, so we need the fun questions, the fun links. Yes. JP calling on you.
Yes.
Everybody yes. else. Hit us.
Questions.
Thebroadcasters3@gmail.com or 331-276-2373. I think that's it. Anybody else have anything else? Did we miss anything? Again, happy birthday to Brian and Mandy. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brian and Mandy. Yes.
Yes.
May you all get the charcuterie board of the luncheon of your dreams for your birthday this year. Oh, one more announcement. If you're a patron, Patron Secret Santa, sign up has begun. Sign up by Thanksgiving, the nighttime of Thanksgiving, midnight, I think Eastern time, maybe Pacific. I forgot what time zone I said it for, but just sign up. It's going to be fun. Be creative this year. We'll do our COVID creativity, Secret Santa. It's always really fun. So make sure you check that out. Okay, on that note, everybody, if nobody else has anything, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.